ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா. We are reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela, Chapter 9, Text 117 to Text 126. And the text on the board is Text 126. So I'll read the translation for the previous text because the verses are quite intense. So text 117. This is a conversation between Venkata Bhatta and Mahaprabhu. And the background of the conversation is that Venkata Bhatta is being asked about why Lakshmi Devi is... why Lakshmi Devi is not allowed to participate in the Rasa Leela of the Lord. That is a discussion. So translation, Venkata Bhatta continued, according to transcendental realization, there is no difference between the forms of Narayana and Krishna. Yet in Krishna, there is a special transcendental attraction due to the conjugal mellow. And consequently, he surpasses Narayan. This is the conclusion of transcendental mellows. Text 118. The goddess of fortune considered that her vow of chastity would not be damaged by her relationship with Krishna. Rather, by associating with Krishna, she could enjoy the benefit of the rasa dance. Text 119. Venkata Bhatta further explained, Mother Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, is also an enjoyer of transcendental bliss. Therefore, if she wanted to enjoy herself with Krishna, what fault is there? Why are you joking so about this? Text 120. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, I know that there is no fault on the part of the goddess of fortune, but still she could not enter into the rasa dance. We hear this from the revealed scriptures. Text 121. When Lord Sri Krishna was dancing with the gopis in the Rasa Leela, the gopis were embraced around the neck by the Lord's arms. This transcendental favor was never bestowed upon the goddess of fortune or the other consorts in the spiritual world, nor was such a thing ever imagined by the most beautiful girls in the heavenly planets, girls whose bodily luster and aroma exactly resemble the beauty and fragrance of lotus flowers. And what to speak of worldly women, who may be very, very beautiful according to material estimation. Text 122. But can you tell me why the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, could not enter the rasa dance? The authorities of Vedic knowledge could enter the dance and associate with Krishna. Text 123. Great sages conquer the mind and senses by practicing the mystic yoga system and controlling the breath. Thus engaging in mystic yoga, they see the super soul within their hearts and ultimately enter into impersonal Brahman. But even the enemies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead attain that position simply by thinking of the Supreme Lord. However, the damsels of Raja, the gopis, being attracted by the beauty of Krishna, simply wanted to embrace him and his arms, which are like serpents. Thus the gopis ultimately tasted the nectar of the lotus feet of the Lord. Similarly, we Upanishads can also taste the nectar of his lotus feet by following in the footsteps of the gopis. Text 124. Having been asked by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu why the goddess of fortune could not enter into the rasa dance, whereas the authorities on Vedic knowledge could, Venkata Bhatta replied, I cannot enter into the mysteries of this behavior. Text 125. Venkata Bhatta then said, I am an ordinary human being. Since my intelligence is very limited and I am easily agitated by my mind, my mind cannot enter into the deep ocean of the pastimes of Lord. And then we are on text 126. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Śrīla A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupāda, Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai. Translation. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna Himself. You know the purpose of your activities, and the person whom you enlighten can also understand your pastimes. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, and His pastimes cannot be understood by blunt material senses. One has to purify the senses by rendering transcendental loving service unto the Lord. When the Lord is pleased and reveals Himself, one can understand the transcendental form, name, qualities and pastimes of the Lord. This is confirmed in Katha Upanishad 2.23 and Mundaka Upanishad 3.2.3. Yamevaisha vrunute tena labhyastasyaisha atma vivrunute tanum swam. Anyone who is favored by the Supreme Personality of Godhead can understand His transcendental name, qualities, form and pastimes. Om Adnyanti Mirandasya Jnana Anjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tharine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this is a wonderful conversation between two great souls, Venkata Bhatta and Mahaprabhu, who is, of course, not an ordinary soul. He is the Lord Himself. And at this point, Venkata Bhatta, he concedes defeat. He's not able to answer why Lakshmi Devi cannot enter into the Rasalila of the Lord. So while he concedes defeat, he replies saying, Tumi Shakshat Shai Krishna Jana Nija Karma. Only you know your own pastimes. Actually, factually speaking, nobody knows Krishna's pastimes. Not even Brahma. No one knows. Only you know. Jare janaha shai jane tomar lila marma. Jare janaha shai. And to whom you choose to know this, to make known this lila of yours, only those can understand the lila. In essence, it means the Lord reveals Himself to whomever He chooses. The Lord is not bound to reveal Himself to anyone in particular. And then Srila Prabhupada quotes from Katha Upanishad and Mundaka Upanishad, where the complete verse is this, Nayam Atma Pravachanena Labhyaha. This Supreme Lord cannot be understood through Pravachan. Pravachana means anyone? Here it means speaking. Yes, so I should stop speaking now. Thank you. Over to Govind Prabhu. But it's true. If you speak a lot, just because you are a good speaker, you cannot realize Krishna. Na ayam atma pravachanena labhyaha. Through pravachan, no, not possible. Then, let me go home, not speak, just study scripture. So next line says, na medhaya. If you use too much intelligence to study scripture and all this, you know, Bengali, Sanskrit, poetics, Krishna does not reveal Himself. Na medhaya, not by your own intelligence. Okay, then let me go and attend all different classes by different speakers. So then he says, na bahudha shrutena, not by hearing a lot from different speakers. So then how Krishna will reveal Himself? You've closed all the doors. So then next line says, which Prabhupada quotes, Yam eva eshaha, whoever this supreme person chooses, vrunute, vrunute means whoever he chooses, tena labhyaha, only he can understand the supreme. It does not mean, the acharyas explain, it does not mean we stop hearing classes, we stop speaking, we stop reading the shastra. But we understand that these in and of themselves are not sufficient. Just like if I tell you the recipe to cook a wonderful cake. The recipe, hearing the recipe in and of itself is not going to give you the taste of the cake. Yeah, there is more, there is some action needed. So here this mantra says, ultimately the Lord has to choose you. You have to be the chosen one. So in some Abrahamic religion, there are only a few chosen ones. Here it is saying that everyone has to be a chosen one. Yeah. So we all have to be chosen by the Lord. So of course the next question is, oh, would you like to get chosen? Yes? Do you want the Lord to reveal himself to you? So then the next question is, how do I become the chosen? How does he choose me? What do I need to do? Can I do something for him to choose me? To influence his choice? Yeah, yes. What can you do? Jai. If you want to be recognized by Krishna, then try and spread the Sankirtan movement. Absolutely. And Srila Prabhupada actually answers this question in second canto, 6th chapter, verse 38, purport, which is a conversation between Brahma and Narada. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says, the Lord reveals himself proportionately to the advancement of the quality of devotional service. Very pregnant words. Proportionately to the advancement of the quality. Not just advancement of devotional service. Not doing too much devotional service. But doing quality devotional service. Proportionately to the advancement of the quality of devotional service. And then Prabhupada says, Ye yatha mam prapadyante. Bhagavad Gita chapter 4 verse 11. Ye yatha mam prapadyante tams tathaiva bhajamyaham. Ye yatha mam prapadyante, to the degree a person surrenders unto me, to that degree, tams tatha eva, to that degree, I will, actually there is one acharya who says, tams tathaiva bhajamyaham, to the degree he worships me, I worship him. Krishna says, bhajamyaham. Of course, it means I reciprocate. But he can even go to the extent of worshipping his own devotee. Yeah. So, okay, now we understand that we have to perform devotional service. And of course, we know that materialists, they cannot see God. They cannot see Krishna. In a morning walk conversation, Srila Prabhupada mentioned once on Venice Beach, in California, they were talking about the scientists. Prabhupada, he had his three or four categories to pick on. One was the impersonalist. The other was the scientist. So in this instance, they were discussing the scientist. And Srila Prabhupada said, somebody said that, Prabhupada, the scientists are saying that you are offering, you know, making these offerings to the deities. Deities don't really eat. They don't see the deities eating. It's only your faith. Now that really made Prabhupada quite angry. So Prabhupada says actually, yeah, they cannot see because they are spiritually blind. They are suffering from cataract of ignorance, Prabhupada said. They have a cataract. Then Prabhupada said, but if they come to me, I'll remove the cataract. So materialistic people cannot see Krishna. Cannot appreciate Krishna. So you all agree? Ordinary materialistic people cannot see Krishna. So now I also, when I heard this, I had a confusion. But then when Krishna was on earth, when Mahaprabhu was on earth, in his Bhaumalila, his pastimes on earth, so many demons could see Krishna. So many atheists could see Krishna. Even there were atheists who thought they were Krishna. And they were challenging Krishna. You know one such person? Huh? Poundrak. Yes. Poundrak, he made clay hands, four hands. Yeah. And he used to wear a peacock feather. He was thinking he's... Sorry? So the reality is, everyone who claims to be God, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, the reality is everyone who claims to be God, even now on earth, there are at any given point in time over 20,000 claimants of God. Yeah? But they all know they are not God. The reality is, see, if you fake anything, you know you are fake, right? Deep within. So Poundrak knew, but his ego, his ahankar, overpowered him. So he thought but he could see Krishna, right? Did he see Krishna? He challenged. He said, Vasudev, come in front of me. Give up your fake maya. Surrender unto me. He's telling Krishna. But he's right in front of Krishna. So he could see Krishna, correct? How many of you say he saw Krishna? When he fought with Krishna, he didn't see? Now since I'm asking that question, you are unsure. He didn't realize he's Krishna, okay. But he saw Krishna, okay. So that's the point. If he's not qualified to, we are attending so many pravachan, doing pravachan, hearing so much, so many speakers, and then Kathopanishad says, no, useless. We are doing so much intelligent work, useless. So, how can Poundrak see Krishna? So, Jiva Goswami says that in Preeti Sandarbha, see the Shat Sandarbha of Jiva Goswami are very, very powerful. If you want to understand Gaudiya Siddhanta, then that is the work one should. After you finish reading all of Prabhupada's books three times, then you read, okay? Shat Sandarbha. So in Preeti Sandarbha, Jiva Goswami says, he actually did not see the atheist cannot actually see Krishna. Even those who were present during Krishna's time and apparently saw Krishna, they did not see Krishna. They only saw Maya Krishna, a reflection of Krishna. Only a reflection of Krishna. Anyway, this topic is not for today. So we leave it there. But I just that doubt is there. Doubt should not remain in the mind. That is why Krishna also ends the whole Bhagavad Gita with Ma Suchaha. Don't keep any doubt. Move on. Accept me as supreme and move on. Okay? So, now we know that we have to be the chosen one. How are we going to be the chosen one? So, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, many, many places it is mentioned, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentions that by following the Bhagavat Dharma, by following the Bhagavat Marga, one becomes the chosen one. So by following the Bhagavat Marga, one becomes the chosen one. So then, the question is, what is this Bhagavata Marga? Anyone? What is Bhagavata Marga? Nine processes of devotional service. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasya. Okay. Prahlad Maharaj tells this to his beloved demoniac father, Hiranyakashipu. These are the nine things you should follow. There is a very beautiful verse. In the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd chapter, verse number 34. Conversation between Kavi and Maharaj Nimi of Videha. And this verse is very, very potent. It says, Ye vai bhagvata prokta. How do you become the chosen one? How will Krishna choose to reveal himself to you? If you follow this, what do you follow? Ye vai bhagvata prokta. The path which is spoken by Bhagwan. Bhagvata prokta. That path, if anyone follows, upayahi atmalabdhaye, then one will attain the Supreme Lord, His grace, His mercy. The Lord will show His mercy. Now what if I am completely stupid? I am only chanting Hare Krishna, doing these things, but I don't use much. I think I am quite ignorant. So the next line says, Adnyaha pumsam avidusham. If you are not very learned, if you are ignorant, even then, Viddhi Bhagavatan Hitan. The Bhagavad Dharma is so powerful that if you follow Bhagavad Dharma, even if you are not very capable externally, still you will be able to attract the attention of the Lord. As Siddhanta Sri Thakur said, you all know the famous statement of Siddhanta Sri Thakur, don't try to see Krishna. Be such a devotee. Different quotes are there. One place it says, be such a devotee that Krishna wants to see you. So how can I be such a devotee? By performing the activities of Bhagavata Dharma. So here, Kavi, one of the Nava Yogendras, he's telling Maharaj Nimi, this Bhagavad Dharma is so powerful. Yan asthaya narorajan. If anyone follows this Bhagavad Dharma, na pramadyeta karhichit, there is no possibility of falling down or not getting the result. Pramadyeta, which also means not getting the result. There is no possibility. The last line bewilders many, many scholars. The last line is, Dhavan nimilya vanetre. Even if you run with your eyes closed on this path of Bhagavad Dharma, running with the eyes closed, what happens if you just go out of the manor and then start running with your eyes closed? How far will you get? Not very far. But here, Bhagavad Dharma, it is said, even if you accept this Dharma and with eyes closed, you just run on this path. Na skhalet, na patet iha. You will not falter and you will not fall down. This is the power of Bhagavad Dharma. Just take the process of Bhagavad Dharma and run with it, with your eyes closed. So the acharyas explained, run with it with eyes closed doesn't mean be completely blind to aparad. Aparad means anything that is contrary to the goal that you want to achieve. You see, it's very simple. In every, we can discuss many things. I mean, all six systems of philosophy we can discuss. You take, or even the Vedas you can discuss. For example, you take Mimamsa Shastra. In Mimamsa also there is Vidhi and Nishedha. Vidhi means instruction, something that is to be done. Nishedha means something which is not to be done. So even when here it says Bhagavad Dharma can be followed with your eyes closed, that is only Vidhi, that is an instruction. But Nishedha is already included. I'll give you a simpler example to understand. If you are unwell, go to an Ayurvedic doctor. They might say, please drink warm milk at night. So in that instruction, please drink warm milk at night, there is also an instruction, please do not drink cold milk at night. Isn't it? Yeah? So there is Vidhi and Nishedha. Even in Panini Ashtadhyayi grammar you take, Vidhi and Nishedha is there. There is rules which are to be followed, rules which are not to be followed. You take Yoga Darshana. In Yoga Darshana also there is Yama and Niyama. Yama means that which should not be done. Niyama means that which must be done. So in every school of philosophy, you take Ayurveda for example. If you take medicine, it will not cure you until you do Pathya and Apathya. What is pathya? That which supports the medicine. Suppose you take medicine for cough and cold. Shito Phaladi Churna, very, very famous for Ayurveda. Very simple. You can make it at home. Some very simple combination of ginger, sugar, etc. So you take that for your cold. And then immediately on top of that have 5 scoops of ice cream. It will not help. Because with medicine you need pathya. Pathya means you have to do something right. Apathya means you should avoid what is wrong. So similarly the acharyas explain that when these verses in Bhagavatam are given, for example here it says, follow Bhagavad Dharma, with your eyes closed, run. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Jiva Goswami, they both explain. Actually it doesn't mean, eyes closed doesn't mean you can commit all apradhs. And you can be blind to committing apradh. No. Apradh, you have to be careful. For that you cannot have eyes closed. So, one has to profess, this, continue practicing this Bhagavata Dharma. So, what is this Bhagavata Dharma? So, when I was 19 years old, which sounds like a long time back, I was once asked by a friend, we used to meet in on the rooftop of different friends' houses. Only boys, young boys, between age 17 and 22. And I remember when yesterday I was thinking about this, and again this morning, that I was asked to speak on Bhagavat Dharma. There were about 20 of us. We would take turns to speak. And some very intelligent IIT, you know, engineers and doctors, very intelligent devotees were there. Some Bengali was there, some were Sanskrit pandits and all kinds of people were there. So I was speaking on Bhagavad Dharma and I started saying, today I'm going to speak on all the points of Bhagavad Dharma, so you please listen attentively. So they were all sitting up straight. And then I said, Bhagavad Dharma means 35 things. So they were a little, okay. And I said, no, actually 4 more. So how much is that? So I said, okay. Actually add 5 more to those. So how much? And if you really think about it, add 20 more to those. There are 64 items to perform Bhagavad Dharma. So today I'm going to speak on those 64. Bhaktivinoda Thakur actually does this. He says 35 plus 4 plus 5 plus 20. That's how we... Prabhupada also in his purport he writes. In Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela. Anyway. So 64 items of devotional service of Bhagavad Dharma. As soon as I said, and then I said, okay, let me begin the class. One boy on the left side, he was sitting, very scholarly, IITian. His folded hands, imagine I'm speaking in the class and somebody starts with folded hands, loudly he started saying, Manda Sumanda Matayo. You understand what is that? In first canto of Bhagavatam, in the first chapter, on the 10th verse itself, right in the beginning, the sages are saying, Manda. Generally speaking, people in Kali Yuga, they are lazy. You're telling me 64 items. This is too much. Tell me 64 items for dinner or lunch. That is okay. But this 64 to practice, too much. Manda Sumanda Matayaha. Sumanda Mataya means 64. By the time you reach the 64th item, I can't remember the first item. My mati is very weak in Kali Yuga. Manda Bhagya. And even if I want to remember, I'm so unlucky. Even if I want to practice, I cannot practice because I'm unfortunate. Hi upadhritah. Upadhritah means always disturbed. We are present in this class, but we are absent. You figure it out how. Yeah? Because we're not really present. Our minds are not here. Hearts are not here. So this boy was, he started chanting, Manda, Sumanda, Matayo. I said, what happened to this man? So I said, shh. So he was quiet. So this Bengali, another, his name was Omar. Omar, he said it. Sweet Bengali boy. He started, oh hey, Vaishnava Thakura, Doyara Sagara, Edase Koruna Kori. Oh Vaishnava Thakur, you are full of compassion. Please be merciful to this lowly person. I said, what is this? I'm discussing 64 items. You can't bear it. Can't let me start. So then there was this another boy who was very skinny. His name was Veer. Veer means strong. He's like a papadam. Very skinny. So he suddenly raises his hand like this with his okra kind of, you know, fingers. Very thin. He's raising his hand like this. So I said, well, what do you want? So he said, five. He said, we can only remember five things. So then I said, yes. See, Mahaprabhu understands all this. Our acharyas, they understand all this. So actually, our acharyas have given 64 items for Bhagavad Dharma. And then they said, okay, only five you remember. You can remember others if you can. If not, just five. Now, tell me which five. Anyone who claims to be, one place Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes, anyone who claims to be a Gaudiya Vaishnava, how many of you are Gaudiya Vaishnavas here? Raise your hand. Hey, what about the others? No Mayavadi is here in disguise. Okay. How many Gaudiya Vaishnavas? Why? So, we'll all say, okay, raise hands, say Haribol. Okay, good. Yes, everyone's hands raised. So, Gaudiya Vaishnavas, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says these five all Gaudiya Vaishnavas should know because they should be practicing every day. So what are these five? Shyamlik, come on, tell me. You are a Gaudiya Vaishnava, you raised your hand. Chanting, very good. Next. Hearing. Hearing what? Gramya kathana shunibe kane haya sarvanasha. Mahaprabhu says, if you are hearing too much, Gramya Katha. Gramya Katha means village talk or city talk. Yeah. Then, Hoya Sarvanash, then your life will be spoiled. Gossip, life is spoiled. So, hearing what? Prabhupada and Krishna. So, Srimad Bhagavatam, yes. So, chanting and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Third? Huh? When you will hear Bhagavatam, hopefully you'll think about Krishna. What else? Residing in a holy place, like Bhaktivedanta Manor. I'm moving in here tomorrow. Okay. Then? Huh? Sing? Seeing the deities. Worshipping the deities with faith, yes. Worshipping the deities with faith. One more. Offering obeisances, when you worship, you start by offering obeisances. Huh? Associating with devotees, very good. Sadhu Sangha. So these five, Mahaprabhu says, so you remember this, huh? 64, if you don't remember, it's okay. These five you must remember. If you are a Gaudiya Vaishnava, you should do these five. What are the five? Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, chapter 22, verse or text 128. Please repeat after me. Sadhu Sangha Nama Kirtana Bhagavata Shravana. You understand, no? It's simple. Sadhu Sangha, you understand. Nama Kirtana, you understand. And Bhagavata Shravana, you understand. These three. Again, Sadhu Sangha Nama Kirtana Bhagavata Shravana. Mathura Basa Shri Murtira Shraddhaya Sevana. Mathura Basa Shri Murtira Shraddhaya Sevana. So these are five. Now, in case of Shri Murtira Sevana, worshipping the deities, An additional adjective has been used. Shraddhaya se bana. Worship the deities with faith. That they are not some wood and stone and metal. They are actually the Lord themselves. So have faith. Some acharyas have said this word Shraddhaya applies to all five. This adjective should be applied to all five. So with faith, associate with devotees. With faith, chant the holy names. With faith, reside in the holy dham. With faith, hear Srimad Bhagavatam. And with faith, worship the deities. Okay. So, even in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami says that 64 items are there, but Nikhila Shraishtya Bodhaya, to explain the superiority of these five are repeated again and again. So remember this, as I told you, with Vidhi means these are the five things that must be done. Five things that we just described must be done. Automatically there is a Nishedha included. What is Nishedha? Something that should not be done. And there are also Upanishadas included. Upanishadha means what? Things that may not be directly spoken but is understood. For example, if you take initiation, say, no meat eating, no intoxication, no illicit sex, no gambling. So, it's not an exhaustive list of things. No meat eating does not mean, oh, egg is okay. Oh, some, you can't make those kind of a... So like, when you say no intoxication, you may say, oh, tea and coffee is okay. No, tea and coffee is not okay. So like that, there is no exhaustive list because all the Upanishadas or sub-nishadas are also included. I'll give you a simple example. Once, this is actually given by, in the Vyakrana Shastras it is given actually. Understand this, if a mother is gone to do some shopping and she's telling the child in the house that I've made some yogurt and I'm leaving it here, please make sure the crow does not come and steal it. In those days they used to make yogurt, put that in a small leaf bowl. Please make sure that crow doesn't come and steal the yogurt. So if the mother has said, make sure crow will not steal the yogurt, does that mean that if the cow comes and takes it, it's okay? Yes? No. If the dog comes? No. So by one instruction, the other instructions are understood. This is how the Mimamsa Shastra works. This is how Vakyartha Shastra works. How you understand scripture. It's very fascinating. If you understand scripture like this, Jiva Goswami takes this route, very famous. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur adds sugar to it, sweetness to it. And Sanatana Goswami is sweet right from beginning to end and middle. Always, Sanatana Goswami always ends with sweet. In fact, while commenting on Damodar Leela, he says, Madhurena Samapayet. Everything, every meal, every action, every word should be finished with something sweet. Right? Madhurena Samapayet. So anyway, Saharacharyas have mentioned. So tell me, for these five activities, what is the Nishedha? What should not be, or what should be avoided? What should not be done? Sadhu Sangha, what should be avoided? In Sadhu Sangha? Vaishnava Prad. In Naam Kirtan, what should be avoided? Naam Prad. In Bhagavata Shravana, what should be avoided? Also Naam Prad. If you, the 10 offenses to the holy name, there are offenses which says after hearing so much, not having faith. Yeah. Considering the words of the scriptures as just imagination. Yeah. Or considering, so all the scriptural aparads are part of the Naam Aparad. Okay. Anyway. Enough. We'll move on. So, in Mathura Vas, the staying in a holy dham, what should be avoided? Dham Aparad. So we should know what is Dham Aparad. And finally, in Murti, Shri Murti Shraddhaya Sevana, worshipping the deities, What should be avoided? Seva aparadha. Actually, these are all connected. They are not some different things. So Mahaprabhu is asking Haridas Thakur, who is the Namacharya? Haridas Thakur, Namacharya. So Mahaprabhu is asking him to list aparad. Which aparad Mahaprabhu is asking him to list? Huh? Which aparad? Come on, you can say it loudly. There is Nama aparad. No. Mahaprabhu is saying, please list Seva aparad. So Haridas Thakur is listing Seva aparad. Seva aparad, Nama aparad, Vaishnava aparad, and Dham aparad. These are all connected. They are not one and the other are not different. Well, they are different, but they are all connected. This is, we leave it there because this is another topic. Very beautiful if you understand how these are connected. Now, just a little bit on each one of these five. First point was Sadhu Sangha. See, without Sadhu Sangha, what is the topic under consideration? What is the topic? Tumi Shakshat Shai Krishna Jana Nija Karma. Okay, that is okay. You know yourself. That first line is very evident. Next line. Jare Jaha Shai Jane Tomar Leela Marma. Whoever you choose, you reveal yourself to that person. So then our question was, how do we become the chosen ones? Then we said we follow Bhagavad Dharma. Then we said we follow Bhagavad Dharma with eyes closed. But then we said also, eyes closed doesn't mean to be not conscious of aparads. Then there are 64 items of Bhagavad Dharma, of which 5 are the most important. Everyone has accepted 5 as the most important. So we discussed these 5. So now, we see how these 5 individually help us to reveal Krishna. First is Sadhu Sangha. You don't need to know too much if you know the essence. So these 5 are the essence. First is Sadhu Sangha. How many of you have read Gautamiya Tantra? Gautamiya Tantra you have read? No? No one? Can you all quote at least one verse from Gautamiya Tantra? One verse, please. He used to know. I'm very sorry. Gautamiya Tantra, everyone knows. See, this is how devotees know the essence of all essence. Okay, I will chant the verse from Gautamiya Tantra. You tell me if you know or you don't know. Om Adnyanti Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya. You know this verse? It's from Gautamiya Tantra. You don't need to know where it's from. You know the essence. This is what a devotee is. Devotee knows everything. Vedaishcha Sarvair Ahameva Vedyo Vedanta Ved Ved Kriteva Chaham. So, all Vedas are known if you know Krishna. If you know Bhakti, Bhagavad Dharma. This is the evidence. So, here Sadhu Sangha. What happens in Sadhu Sangha? Om Ajnan Timirandhasya Ajnana Timira Andha. Ignorance, Ajnana. This ignorance is like Timira Andha. Pitch darkness. Complete darkness. Jnananjana Shalakaya. In the olden days, those who had cataract and other diseases, they were treated with an ointment. And you apply that ointment with a shalaka. Shalaka is like a stick. Anjana means the ointment, which you apply with a stick called shalaka. So, Jnan Anjana Shalakaya. With that stick, ointment of knowledge, you unmilina. Unmilita means to open the eyes, to reveal. Literally, it means to reveal. Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Eyes. Open the eyes. Yes, anything you want to share? Prabhu, behind now? Okay. Yeah. So, eyes are opened and Krishna is revealed by the association of Guru and by the association of sadhus. So, this proves that we can be the chosen one. Krishna will reveal himself by the association of Guru, Sadhu. What about Naam Kirtan? When one glorifies Krishna, when one does Kirtan of Krishna, who is the one personality who is always doing Kirtan all over the three worlds? Narad Muni. Narad Muni in the first canto of Bhagavatam, chapter 6, verse number 33, Narad Muni is speaking to his disciple Vyasadeva. And he says something beautiful. He says, because he is a pure devotee, when he is doing Naam Kirtan, what happens? Pragayataha Svaviryani. When I take Naam Kirtan, when I gayataha, when I sing Naam Kirtan, Tirthapada Priyashrava. This Naam Kirtan is very nice to hear. And it's Tirthapada. It purifies even the Tirthas. Ahuta Iva Meshigram. As if I'm calling him, he comes immediately. As soon as I start Naam Kirtan, Krishna immediately comes running. Narad Muni is saying, Darshanam Yati Chetasi. And he gives me darshan in my heart. In my Chetas means heart and mind, both. So this shows how by Naam Kirtan, the Lord is revealed. Krishna says here, I reveal only to myself to those whom I choose. So by Sadhu Sangha, we become the chosen one. Our eyes are opened. By Naam Kirtan, pure Naam Kirtan. Of course, you have to read Madhurya Kadambini and some other literature to understand what is the different gradations of Naam. Even Bhaktivinoda Thakur has composed beautiful literature on how to take pure Naam, Shuddha Naam. So, that's another topic. But beautiful, one must always meditate on the holy name. One must prioritize the holy name, the Yuga Dharma. Before moving out of the house for work or anything, before having one grain in the morning, first thing, finish your rounds. The biggest commitment you gave to your spiritual master. Be conscious of the 10 offenses towards the holy name. See, when it says, please chant, it also means, please don't. Oh, this reminds me, there was one letter some time back I was reading. Jaya Jagadisha, yes. There's a letter Srila Prabhupada writes to Jaya Jagadisha in Bombay. And in there, Prabhupada says, if you simply follow the 4 regulative principles and chant the holy names of Krishna, and then in brackets, he says, avoiding all the offenses, and he lists all the offenses, then you will quickly realize Krishna. So whenever in Shastra, Vidhi is given, Nisheda is always part of it. It's understood. So the Nisheda is, to be avoided is the aparad, naam aparad. So, next is Srimad Bhagavatam. Now, Srimad Bhagavatam can award us Krishna himself, because he is Krishna himself. Srimad Bhagavatam is not a book. It's Krishna. We know Sutta and the sages discussion. Govind Prabhu quotes this verse many times. Krishne swadhamo pagate. When Krishna went to his own abode, when Krishna left, what happened? Dharma jnana adi bhisaha. He went with dharma, jnana, etc. Adi means everything. All good qualities left with him. When Krishna left this planet, everything left with him. Kalau, nashta, drishamesha. In Kali Yuga, as if it was complete darkness. Nashta drisham. You cannot see anything. Pitch dark. There is no means of redemption in Kali Yuga. At that time, what happened? The son of Bhagavatam rose. Puranarko aduno uditaha. Aduna uditaha. The Purana, Bhagavat Purana in the form of the sun rose on the horizon. So when Krishna left, Krishna appeared. You understand? If you are attentive, you understand. How, when Krishna left, Krishna appeared? When Krishna left this planet, Krishna appeared on the planet as Srimad Bhagavatam in Kali Yuga. So Srimad Bhagavatam, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, is non-different from associating with Krishna. When you are looking at the Lord, you can embrace the deities. Please don't do that. Like, I didn't mean walk up and embrace. You can embrace the deities with your eyes. There is one beautiful, you know, in the... Anyway, my mind goes on going here and there. But in a Rasleela, for example, Kesha Maharaj knows the different sections of Bhagavatam very well. So in Rasleela, there is one place where the gopis are with Krishna and they are relishing Krishna's association. And then this one gopi, she closes her eyes. Imagine you are right in front of Krishna. Why would you close your eyes? So Sanatana Goswami explains, this gopi wants to keep that image of Krishna with her and relish that image of Krishna privately, alone. So she closes her eyes. She is embracing Krishna with her eyes closed, capturing that beautiful form of the Lord. So like that, you know, you can embrace Krishna, deities with your eyes. You can associate with Krishna with your ears through Srimad Bhagavatam. As Mahaprabhu says, prati shloke, prati akshare, nana artha koi. In every shloka, every word, every syllable of Srimad Bhagavatam, there are innumerable meanings. It's such a potent literature. So one must always take shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam. And finally, the deities of the Lord. Oh no, there is Dham also. Deities of the Lord. Deities of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada says in one place, very, very nice, in the third canto, first chapter, verse 17, purport, Srila Prabhupada says, the deities of the Lord will be perceived as the Supreme Lord Himself, in proportion to which our lives are freed from sins. In proportion to which our lives are freed from sins, to that degree, we will be able to see Krishna right there as Krishna. So deities are non-different from Krishna. Finally, the abode of the Lord, the Dham. These are the five things. The Dham of the Lord is again non-different from Krishna. In Vedanta Sutra, Baldev Vidyabhushan, Govinda Bhashya, he quotes Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. And the Upanishad says, Atmanam eva lokam upasita. Atmanam eva lokam upasita. One should worship the Dham, lokam, Atmanam eva, as if the Dham is the Supreme Lord. Upasita, one must worship. One must worship the Dham as the Lord Himself. There's no difference between Vrindavan, Mayapur, and the Lord. No difference. In all the other Dham, Krishna appeared in so many incarnations, Ayodhya, etc. He chose to go around in the Dham with footwear. In Braj, in Vrindavan, he never wore footwear. He never wore any shoes. It's his own place. Like in our house, we don't generally wear some footwear. So it's his own. He's not different. Braj, Mayapur is not different from the Lord Himself. So these are the five. Okay. Now the question is, so will the Lord only reveal Himself if we follow these five things, Bhagavad Dharma? Or will He, could He even reveal if somebody does not follow? What is the answer? Yes or no? Did you get the question? Will the Lord reveal Himself? Possibly. Even if somebody is not following the five. Yes or no? How many of you say yes? Okay. It's a very nice question. The answer is absolutely correct. It's the Lord's choice. You see, again, If you say that Krishna will only reveal himself to those who perform a certain activity, then you are saying he has no choice, isn't it? If I say that you do something and that means if you work for the whole month, you get salary. So, okay, there is no choice. You work, they have to give you salary. Right? So when you say Krishna has choice, it means he can reveal himself without your being qualified. What is the proof? The proof is in Jagannath Puri, when Maharaj Indradyumna, he stopped midway, the deities were being cowed, and we know the pastime. When Jagannath, in his current form as Jagannath, was revealed, he said, "This is very auspicious, let us do an Abhishek." So he did an Abhishek. On the birthday of Jagannath, he did Abhishek of Jagannath. And Jagannath, that first time the Abhishek was done, inside the palace of Jagannath. And Jagannath, out of his mercy, he started shivering, feeling cold and unwell. And he felt sick for 2 weeks. And then he said, "I need some fresh air to feel better." So he went out on Rath Yatra. So the day the Abhishek was done was today. Today is a Snan Yatra day. In Jagannath Puri, it is Snan Yatra today. And the Lord is showing himself to the public out of no cause. So Krishna only reveals himself out of causeless mercy. Even if you do all five, Krishna may choose not to look at you. Then you may say, "Why do you want to do those five? Isn't it?" If you do those five, Krishna may not look at you, but the devotees will. And Krishna is always looking at his devotees. So, if I'm looking at, say, one direction, I'm looking at Smarhari, for example. So I'm not looking at Antaranga Prabhu, but I'm looking at Smarhari. But automatically he's seen. So if you remain in the shelter of the devotees, you automatically get the mercy. Right? So like that, the Lord, we chant, Jagannatha Swami, Nayana Pathagami, Nayana Pathagami Bhavatume. How many of you have read Shankaracharya? No? No one? You should sing some nice prayer from Shankaracharya. No, please don't do that. No, but please do that. Because this prayer, Jagannatha Swami Nayana Pathagami Bhavatume, is sung by Shankaracharya. It is his prayer. Of course, Mahaprabhu also sang it. So like that, devotees don't need to know so much. But they know the essence of everything. So they are the best. Devotees are the best, isn't it? Yeah, we just want to follow these five strictly. So now, some 10 minutes we have. I would like to speak about three great personalities whose disappearance is today. And I'll connect it to the things we discussed. I was meditating deeply how I can connect it to the verse. So, first is Shyamananda Pandit. Shyamananda Pandit, we don't have too much time, so I will just brush through his life and give you the essence. But Shyamananda Pandit, of these five things I mentioned, can we all repeat the five things again? And truly become Gaudiya Vaishnavas, huh? Five things. What are the five things? Sequence is not required, but five things should be covered. Number one, first thing in the morning, you wake up and do what? Chanting the holy names of the Lord. Let's take that one first out of the way. Second, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Third, worshipping the deities. Fourth, worshipping the deities like what? With faith. Huh? This is very important. Actually, with faith applies to everything, but especially to the deities. Then fourth, Sadhu Sangha. Associating with sadhus. So again, each of these principles you can go in deep. You can ask Keshav Maharaj, he will explain what sadhu sangha and all these details. We'll leave it here. Okay. Sadhu Sangha, you understand? Because the question is, if I say Sadhu Sangha, then there are, in each of this, there is a question. If I say one should do Sadhu Sangha, for example, question is, who is a Sadhu? What does it mean to do Sangha? Suppose I'm going with a very nice devotee. Huh? He's a 64 rounder. You know what that means? Quite advanced. But we have some new movie coming out. We are going Sadhu Sangha together to the movie. Is that Sadhu Sangha? So when, in all these, when you read Shastra, you ask. Why? What do you have to ask? Sadhu Sangha. Okay, well, who is Sadhu? What is Sangha? What is Sadhu Sangha? Sadhu Sangha has 16 meanings. The word Sadhu Sangha itself. So you reflect, go deeper, reflect, apply. Only three things. Read, reflect, apply. Read, reflect, apply. And you will advance. Read, reflect, apply. Three things. Even the Upanishads, they say these three things are required. Huh? Shravanam or Patanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam. This is the basic. Okay, you know all this anyway. So, Sadhu Sangha and one more remaining. Which one we left? Huh? Dham Seva or Dham Vas. See, there's Dham Vas means what? Again, you have to ask, what is Dham? So we'll say, no, let us all leave the manor. Let it be empty. We all go and stay in Vrindavan. Because Vrindavan is only Dham. No, that is incorrect understanding. Srila Prabhupada said, every temple is a spiritual abode, is Vaikuntha, he said. Is Dham. So what is Dham? What is Vas? Vas means to stay. So tomorrow I'm moving to the Bhaktivedanta Manor. And I will, you will see me every day during breakfast prasadam, lunch prasadam, evening, unfortunately there is no prasadam, but I will be there for the Mahaprasadam. So you will see me. So that is my Dham Vas. No, what is Vas? So again, you have to approach these great souls here, Govind Prabhu and everyone, Antaranga Prabhu and Maharaj and others are there. They will explain what is the meaning of each one of these words. But point is, these five have to be known, first of all. Then you go deeper, reflect. Not for today. So, Shyamanand Pandit, he perfected himself through these two things. Which two? Dham Vas and Sadhu Sangha. Shyamananda was born in Orissa. His parents were, he was the sixth child, but the first five died, they were all stillbirth. You know what stillbirth is? As soon as the child is born, he's dead. So because this boy survived, they named him Dukhi. Dukhi means one who is sad, one who is only brought sadness. Because they also thought maybe because of him, the other six died. Something they believe these things in the past. So Dukhi, his name was Dukhi. So this Dukhi, he was raised in a very simple, humble background, but he was very scholarly. And he always had attraction for Mahaprabhu. Fast forward, he takes initiation from Hriday Chaitanya, his guru. And after taking initiation from Hriday Chaitanya, he asks Hriday Chaitanya, what is the next seva that he can do? Hriday Chaitanya says, you are a very capable person. Go and learn Srimad Bhagavatam from Srila Jiva Goswami in Vrindavan. So he goes to Srila Jiva Goswami, Dukhi. And Hriday Chaitanya Prabhu gave him the name Krishnadas. So his name became Dukhi Krishnadas. Dukhi Krishnadas. So Dukhi Krishnadas went to Jiva Goswami. He surrendered to Jiva Goswami. Jiva Goswami engaged him in his service. He took Sadhu Sangha of Hriday Chaitanya and Sadhu Sangha of Jiva Goswami. of the five, Sadhu Sangha. And Jiva Goswami engaged him in Dham Seva. Jiva Goswami said, every day morning you have to wake up and you have to clean the Kanaka Kunja of Srimati Radharani. So where, if you go to Radha Damodar Mandir, just go further in Vrindavan, go further. Well, I'm saying go towards Lohi Bazaar, further. On the right hand side, you get Radha Shyamsundar Mandir. Just opposite Shyamsundar, now there is nothing there, just some compound is there. But there used to be a beautiful forest there, which this Dukhi Krishnadas, who was engaged by Jiva Goswami, he would clean that kunja every day. And he would very lovingly, remembering Srimati Radharani, clean the kunja. One day, he found a nupura. Nupura means an anklet of a little girl in the kunja. He saw it. It was studded with jewels. And he couldn't, you know, leave it. At that time, one old lady who was Lalita Sakhi herself, she came and said, oh, Baba, have you found a nupur? Have you found an anklet? So this Dukhi Krishnadas said, yes, yes, it is here. She said, please give it to me, it is mine. He said, yours? She looked like a very old lady. He said, no, I can't give you. This can't be yours. And then later on, Radharani herself reveals herself to him. She comes in front of him. And he understands this is Srimati Radharani. The pastime is very, very long. But he closes his eyes in meditation. He goes and takes bath in Radhakund. And he comes out as a Manjari, Kanaka Manjari, who is his eternal form. Eternally, he is Kanaka Manjari. And he then understands Srimati Radharani's mood. He puts Radharani's anklet on his forehead. That leaves a mark of a tilak on his forehead. And he returns that anklet to Srimati Radharani. And Srimati Radharani initiates him as one who gives pleasure to Shyama. So his name is Shyamananda. He attained this through Sadhu Sangha and Dham Seva. He saw Krishna. He saw Srimati Radharani. So he became Shyamananda. So Shyamananda, of course, Srimati Radharani, he said, how will I remember your darshan? So she says, you don't have to remember my darshan. Remember my sweetheart, Shyama, who's most beautiful, Shyama Sundara. So from her heart, she manifested a deity of Shyam Sundar, which is the deity which is there in Shyam Sundar Mandir, is manifested from the heart of Srimati Radharani. So you should go and have darshan there. So then, of course, he continued serving Jiva Goswami. Jiva Goswami graduated him and gave him the title Pandit. So he became Shyamananda Pandit. So today is his disappearance day. On the appearance and disappearance day of the Vaishnavas, they are especially merciful. Like if you go to meet someone on their birthday. Also today is birthday of Lord Jagannath. Yeah, you can say like this, that it's birthday of Lord Jagannath. So Shyamananda Pandit's disappearance day. So they're very merciful. So through Dhamma Seva and through Sadhu Sangha. Another great personality, Sridhara. Sridhar was a simple banana leaf seller. He used to sell banana leaves. Kola in Bengali means banana. Becha means to sell. So Kola Becha means seller of banana leaves. Sridhar was a simple man. Nimai, the young Nimai, Mahaprabhu, would go to the place where Sridhar Kolavecha would sell banana leaves. Actually, his house was near Rajapur. You've been to Rajapur? Jagannath Temple in Mayapur? That's where Sridhar Kolavecha's house was. So he would go there and he would argue with Sridhar. He would tell Sridhar, please give me all the banana leaves you have. And then Sridhar would say, okay, that will be these many takas. I mean, these many, this is the price. And Mahaprabhu would say, oh, you are looting everyone in broad daylight? Selling it so expensive? I will only give you 1/10 the price. Plus you have to give me 5 free on top. So like that Mahaprabhu would take it. And Mahaprabhu was a Brahmana boy. So Sridhar would very humbly say, no, you can't. But he would steal it. So Mahaprabhu did many such pastimes with Sridhar. This Sridhar, once Mahaprabhu went to his house. And there were holes on the roof and it was raining. And Sridhar was sitting and he was chanting the holy names. So one of the 5 principles is chanting the holy names. Sridhar would always chant the holy names. Mahaprabhu entered inside and said, you don't even have money to mend your roof? What is your name? Your name is Sridhara. What is the meaning of Sridhara? Anyone knows? Huh? Carrier of Lakshmi Devi. Who is that? Narayan. On Narayan Mahavishnu, you have Lakshmi Devi sitting on Mahavishnu, on his chest, and serving him. So, Sridhara means the Lord of Shri. So Mahaprabhu joked, your name is Lord of Lakshmi, and you have no Lakshmi. That means your chanting is useless. You are not chanting pure rounds. You are thinking of making profit in your business. He was a humble man. You're thinking of Hare Krishna, profit, Krishna Krishna. That's what you are doing. So he chastised Sridhar. Sridhar said, no, Brahman Devata, no. Later on, Mahaprabhu revealed himself to Sridhar that I am actually the Lord that you are remembering. And during the Mahaprakash Leela, the 21 hours of Kirtan, Srivasangan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed to Sridhar who he really is. There is a younger boy in Krishna Leela, one Gopal, one of the younger cowherd boys, his name is Kusumasava. Kusumasava means honey from a lotus. Such soft, gentle, beautiful, sweet. That Kusumasava is younger than Krishna. And Krishna always teases him. And Kusumasava is always glorifying Krishna's name. And that Kusumasava is Sridhara. So, Sridhara is always chanting. So in Chaitanya Bhagavat, we find this description. Should I read quickly? Yeah. Jai Brahmana Kadi Nila Mora Khola Pata. So, when Sridhar came in front of Mahaprabhu during Mahaprakash Leela, Mahaprabhu said, ask, whatever you want, ask. I'll fulfill your desires. In reply, Sridhar is saying, Jai Brahmana Kadi Nila Mora Khola Pata. That Brahmana boy who is to steal away forcibly from me the banana leaves. Se Brahmana Hauka Mora Janma Janma Natha. Let that Brahmana boy be my Lord life after life. Then some conversation happens and Mahaprabhu says to Sridhar, Hashi Bole Vishwambhara Shunaha Sridhara. Laughing Vishwambhar, Mahaprabhu, he says to Sridhar, listen Sridhar, Eka Maharajya Koro Tomare Ishwara. I have decided to award you a great kingdom and you will be the king of that kingdom. This is the blessing I'm going to give you. Sridhar says, no. Sridhar boliya mui kichu na chaya. Sridhar said, I don't want anything. Hena koro prabhu jena tora nama gana. Only thing I want is to constantly chant your holy names. Prabhu bole Sridhara amara tumi dasa. Sridhara, you are my servant. Eteka dekhila tumi amara prakasha. Because you are my servant, I have revealed myself to you. This verse is about revealing. The Lord revealing himself. Finally, Mukunda Datta was another great associate of Mahaprabhu. He was older than Mahaprabhu. He was in Gangadas Pandit's Patashala. He was in the same school as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Mukunda Datta, he perfected himself through Bhagavata Shravana, by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. However, he had one habit. He would hear Bhagavatam, he would chant Bhagavatam in front of Mahaprabhu to please him. But he would also go and hear in Gaudiya Bhashya of Chaitanya Bhagavat by Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says he would also go away and then hear Yoga Vasishtha. Yoga Vasishtha is Mayavad literature. So Mahaprabhu was very, very, you know, unhappy about that. So Mahaprabhu, when Mahaprakash Leela happened, Mukunda was asked to stay outside the room, the home. He was not allowed inside. Mukunda was waiting outside because he was not allowed. And when the devotees asked Mahaprabhu, Mukunda is standing outside, should we let him in? Mahaprabhu said, no, he is not allowed. Why he is not allowed? Because Shane Dante Trinaloy Shane Jati Mare. Mahaprabhu said, at one point he takes grass in his mouth and acts very humble. At another point, he takes a lathi and hits me. What is the meaning? When he hears Bhagavatam glorifying Krishna, he is being very humble. But when he is hitting me with a lathi, he is like the Mayavadis. O khada jatiya beta na dekhi be more. That khada jatiya. Khada jatiya means one who's got a straw and a stick both together. That person will not see me. So this way he condemns Mukunda. And he tells Mukunda, will see you. I will see you after 1,000,000 lifetimes. Until then you won't be able to. I will not reveal myself to you. When Mukunda hears that, he will see Mahaprabhu after 1,000,000 lifetimes. What does he do? He starts jumping and dancing. He says, I am so fortunate. I have been promised that the Lord will see me in 1,000,000 lifetimes. Hearing and understanding this mood of Mukunda, Mahaprabhu forgives him and accepts him. Who is this Mukunda? In Vraj, there are two. In the court of Nanda Maharaj, there are two boys who sing the glories of Krishna wonderfully. One is Madhukantha with a sweet voice, and Madhuvrata, they are twins. So this is Madhukantha, Mukunda Datta, and Vasudev Datta is Madhuvrata. So these are the two associates of Mahaprabhu. So he is also an eternal associate. He perfected by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. So we see these five will make us. So in summary, Tumi Sakshat Sai Krishna Janan Nija Karma. You are Krishna yourself, Mahaprabhu, and you know your own pastimes. Jara Janaha Sai Jane Tomara Leela Marma. Whoever you choose to reveal yourself, only that person knows your essence. And how do we become, you know, how do we attract that? How do we become the chosen one? By following the Bhagavad Dharma. And the essence of the Bhagavad Dharma are the five things that we mentioned. Okay. So thank you. I'll take a couple of questions. Only two questions. Yes. Or comments. Prayojan Prabhu.
So I want to ask a question about two people. Mataji there, Mother Pippa, be going to the outreach program for many years, constantly. And she left her body yesterday in Bhima Kadashi. But also, there was a person called Graham who used to make all the pizzas in the shop. Mm-hmm. And he was constant in his service. And he was a wonderful personality. And he left his body in the month of Purushottam on the Ekadashi. How do we see this?
Well, you see, it is said that we may forget Krishna, but Krishna never forgets any service that we have rendered for him. So, auspicious passing is indication of the Lord personally, not forgetting the services that have been rendered to him. Okay, any other questions, comments, corrections? Anyone? All right. Oh, yes, Antaranga Prabhu.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you so much for the very, very elaborate, wonderful presentation and class. One point which I have is, in 12th canto, Shukadev Goswami explains to Parikshit Maharaj that I actually narrated Srimad Bhagavatam according to you as a person. You are a king. So, and then he said, therefore, I made a lot of examples of saintly kings and varieties of kingly orders. And then, so my question is, when we speak about hearing narrations of Srimad Bhagavatam, what we're hearing is a conversation applied according to time, place and circumstances by Shukadev Goswami unto Maharaj Parikshit. So the question is, Srimad Bhagavatam is a concept of pastimes, leela, message between Bhakti Bhakta and Bhagavan. So my question is it that, let's say, other itihasas, other puranas, or other agamas could be also considered to be Srimad Bhagavatam if the time, place and circumstances could take different shape and different form?
So it's a very loaded question, but a very nice question and a very powerful question. I'll answer one part of it. The other part will be too elaborate for the time we have. About other scriptures, that part I will not answer, because the essence of that is that other scriptures don't even come close to Srimad Bhagavatam, no other scripture. Jiva Goswami emphatically says, there is no other scripture. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, if all the scriptures of the world were to be burnt, only Srimad Bhagavatam were to survive, the Bhagavad Dharma will still be propagated. So, okay, that part I'm not going to answer. The first part, which you almost made like a statement, that it is Bhakta Bhagavan and Bhakti combination, and Parikshit Maharaj being a king, the Bhagavatam is narrated from a perspective that applies to Parikshit as a king. Well, and that's why he narrated a lot of kingly pastimes. There is some truth in it, and it is said that way. However, if you read the commentaries and understand deeper, Parikshit Maharaj was not a king at the point when Srimad Bhagavatam was spoken. In fact, there are acharyas who say that the first conversation, so Bhagavatam is conversation within conversations. The first layer of the conversation is between Suta and the rishis of Naimisharanya. Correct? The Suta and rishis of Naimisharanya, they had a relationship of guru and disciple. And Suta had studied so many other shastra, and the other sages were also performing so many yajñas and tapasya. So their intentions weren't absolutely pure. They were pure, high devotees, but not absolutely pure. Then you think of the next conversation, which is Narada and Vyas within that conversation. And even Narada and Vyas in the first canto, neither Vyasadeva is entirely pure, because he's written so many scriptures, and then he's been brought to the final level of purity, which is speaking Bhagavatam. And Narad Muni also, he had so much previous things. And then, there is a detail there which I'm skipping for now. But the essence is Narada Vyas is better than Suta and Shaunaka. Suta and Shaunaka is the lowest category of speaker and listener. When I say lowest, it's all relative. We are not lowest compared to us. They are, pure. The second higher category is Narada and Vyas. But the highest, it is said, is Shukadev and Parikshit. Because Shukadev had no attachment. In fact, he was stark naked. He didn't even wear clothes. He didn't even think of the world. He was followed by children and women throwing stones at him. Yeah. So he had no attraction but for Krishna alone. Parikshit, although king, he had given up. And he had no attraction to know anything to save his life. His only attraction was, what should a dying man do? So pure, he was completely surrendered, Atmanivedanam. And hence, Srimad Bhagavatam becomes applicable for everyone who is desirous of attaining the stage of complete surrender. Because that is the stage of Parikshit. So, Bhagavatam is not spoken according to time, place and circumstances. The pastimes of the Lord, actually speaking, what does the king have to do with, the entire Krishna Leela, the 90 chapters of the 10th canto? His children playing in the forest and all that, king is not a king's business. So Bhagavatam is potent and true for everyone. I explained it by explaining how Sridhar Swami, Vallabhacharya, and a few other commentators, they categorize these speakers and listeners. There is Bala Bodhini, so many other commentaries are there, which categorize these speakers and listeners into different categories and say that Shuka is completely pure speaker and Parikshit is completely pure listener. Now, if you say, oh, this is other acharyas, what about Gaudiya acharyas? Do they accept it? Absolutely, they accept it. In Hari Bhakti Shudodhaya, it is mentioned that Navadha Bhakti, the 9 process of devotional service, for each process, an example of perfection is mentioned. Shravanam, who is the example of perfection through Shravanam? Parikshit Maharaj, there you go. Kirtanam, who is the example for perfection through Kirtanam? Shukadeva Goswami. Yes. So there you go. They are the perfect example for these processes. So, perfect Kirtan, perfect Shravanam is going on of the Amala Purana. 12th canto, you are quoting 12th canto, Purana Naam Amala Purano. This is the Purana which has no fault. Amala also means it's not tinged with anything. Applicable throughout for everyone. So this way we understand that Parikshit Maharaj, although a king, at the point when Bhagavatam is spoken, he is not a king. He is a surrendered soul, desirous to become a lover of the Lord. And is being instructed by another lover of the Lord. So it's a conversation between two lovers. Lovers of the same Supreme Lord. Okay, Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Shri Prabhupada ki, Samved Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Harir Bhav.